Hi, this is Julie Renee, and we're going to be having a great time today putting the spring back into your step. We're going to be opening the secret door to energetically clearing the glands of your brain and getting that brain working really, really well with great joy, ease, and enthusiasm. And I can feel the beauty and the presence of each one of you. Thank you so much for showing up to this monthly series and for your commitment to moving yourself forward on your spiritual path. Regeneration is a topic that really lights me up. I am so excited about it. It's such an honor and privilege to work with you individually and in this group setting, really exploring as spiritual explorers what's possible in accomplishing great miraculous results, both in our body, in our emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical selves. This lesson today is about the glands of the brain. Those three glands are the pineal gland, and we'll be talking about that gland as the sleeping beauty gland, the hypothalamus, which technically is part of the brain, but definitely goes with the endocrine system. It's basically the movie director for the body. And then our pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland produces human growth hormone, which is our fountain of youth. So those are the three glands that we'll be covering, and then we'll be doing a fantastic meditation, and we'll be addressing in the meditation the glands of the brain. We'll be doing a tune-up, and then we'll also be doing a tune-up to the five brains. And those brains are the reptilian brain stem, the mammalian brain, which is the emotional brain, including the amygdala, which is the early emotional brain, the up to age three, and we'll be talking more about that. Then we'll be going on to the neocortex, the right and left lobe, which are the centers for communication, the right brain creative, left brain logic. Frontal lobe, which is right behind the forehead, that's our magical brain. And then our heart, which they now have discovered in the last 15 years of science, that the heart itself has brain cells or neurons. And so the heart also dictates a lot of our intelligence, a lot of our decision-making comes from the heart. And that used to be just thought of as kind of metaphoric, but now we actually understand that the heart is also part of that dynamic brain function. So I hope you found yourself in a comfortable position to enjoy this lesson. I'd like you to imagine the story of Sleeping Beauty. And there she is, Sleeping Beauty, has been resting in this glass box. If you remember the story that leads up to it, she eats a poison apple. And that poison apple doesn't kill her because the fairies have protected her, but it puts her to sleep, and she sleeps in this glass box for 100 years until her prince comes and kisses her and wakes her up. Perhaps that poison affected her pineal gland, and her pineal gland and your pineal gland are responsible for your ability to sleep and meditate. So if her pineal gland were left on full blast, then she would be sleeping all the time. So that pineal gland is very, very an important player for regeneration, because without sleep, without good rest, we really, our body doesn't regenerate. How the pineal gland functions is it produces a hormone. The hormone is melatonin, and a lot of you recognize that. So you can buy melatonin. Sometimes when people have sleep problems, you can go to the drugstore, you can go to the health food store, you can go to a vitamin shop, And in all those places, they sell melatonin. Melatonin actually is the hormone that the body produces. And what I notice now is you need to produce an ID that says you're over 18 years old to buy melatonin. So they're starting to actually recognize that this is, you know, almost like a drug. It's a chemical that the body produces that actually changes the dynamics of the body. So you wouldn't want children buying melatonin and taking it arbitrarily. The pineal gland is a tiny little gland. It's a coffee bean-shaped gland. It's on a spiritual level, the color that I see this at is a dark brown, typically. And it's kind of back center of head, so in the middle of the head, but behind some of the other things that we're going to be looking at today. So pretty close down by the brainstem, kind of smack dab in the middle of the head. The other benefit from this gland is that it helps us to meditate. And so if you're having problems meditating, clearing this gland and keeping it highly functional will really help with your meditation. So this is a great tune-up for you to do. The chakra that it's tied to is the seventh chakra, which is the direct communication with the Supreme Being. And when you think about that in your dream space and in your meditation space, that is where you're directly communicating with the divine. And, you know, many of us understand that the function of sleep is for the spirit to relax, stretch out, have a break from the physical body, and to play on the astral. And so we really do want the seventh chakra up and functioning beautifully, and we will be working on that in the meditation. If your pineal gland is healthy, you are a good sleeper, and you have a gentle, easy time with meditating. Right, and now we're going to move on to our producer, director of the body. And I think back into my early days when I was in college, age 26, I started actually working kind of on the side in film. And the first film that I was in was Purple Rain. And of course, we had a producer and a director, and there was like the big star. Prince was the big star. And it was really an exciting time for me. And over the years, I've participated in 7 films, and I've been a featured extra in a few of those. And if you've participated in the film industry, you understand the role of the producer, and you understand the role of the director. And they're kind of unique to themselves, so that the producer has its unique role and the director has his or her unique role. And the director is really telling everything, everybody, where to be, what to do, the feeling we're going for. And the producer brings all the support to play. So the producer is behind the scenes, really pumping everything up, making sure that there's transportation, making sure that there's food on the set, making sure that the right players are where they need to be at the right time. And actually, that is the role, the producer-director. We're going to glop that into one main job for the hypothalamus. So the hypothalamus is up in the center of the brain, and it has gland-like qualities, but it actually is part of the brain. And it is directing the body on what to do. And so it's sending out signals, chemical signals, to parts of the body, especially the glands and organs that are in the endocrine system, telling the glands when to turn on and produce their chemicals. And so the glands themselves have chemicals. The director has chemicals that send signals down to the glands to come on and release the chemicals that are unique to the glands. So that's a very, very key player. It's multifaceted and has many different chemical activities that are happening in the body. The hypothalamus is the bigwig. It's constantly directing various glands and organs when to release hormones, neurotransmitters into the body to have the body be really successful and joyful to live in. And the hypothalamus is located in the center of the head, related to the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. The hypothalamus is connected with the seventh and the sixth chakra, both your connection with the divine and your center of head, golden temple of silence. So there we have it. The sixth chakra is your brow center. So the seventh chakra is that crown, and it is a chakra. It's quite a big chakra. It's really goes straight up from the top of your head up to the heavens. And big chakra not being gigantic, but it might be 9 to 12 inches with a quite large cone at the top and narrow where it comes into the head. And so beautifully, the Indian and Eastern tradition is to imagine a 1,000-petaled lotus coming from the top of the head and extending out in that state of enlightened, awakened state where your chakra becomes this beautiful 1,000-petaled lotus, which allows you to really feel part of everything and part of the universe. The sixth chakra brow center comes out the front, really the third eye, right between the eyebrows at the bridge of the nose and the forehead, and extends out. It's about 6 inches. It is narrow at where it touches the skin, and it extends out and is wider in a disc shape as it comes out away from the face. And it also comes out the back of the head. It's the same chakra, but there's a front and back to it, and those are both cone-shaped. So it's the same thing, and it runs right through the center of the head. Now we're going to go on to the fountain of youth, which is your pituitary gland. And this has always been an amazing gland to really look at and experiment with. The pituitary gland itself is wired for full tilt until we're about age 28, which is a very interesting situation. So we're regenerating really, really rapidly, unless you've had some strange illness in your childhood. If you've been pretty healthy in your childhood, your pituitary gland is on full tilt until age 28. Age 28, it starts waning, and it becomes less and less functional over time. But up until then, you have pretty miraculous ability to heal. So a child getting a cut may take 2 or 3 days to heal, maybe take 6 days at the most to heal a good cut. An adult may take that same cut, may take 45 days to heal. Okay, I want you to just think about your body. And if you actually had a chalice, a golden chalice that was filled with liquid from the fountain of youth and you drank it, just imagine maybe 10 things that would shift in your body, in your experience, in your essence. What would happen to you if you drank from the fountain of youth? Your skin might be more vibrant, your eyes might see clearer, your hair might thicken and become brown again. The texture and tone of your body may change, your muscles may change, your bones, your organs, the function of things may change and improve. And that really, I want to leave that impression with you, that that's really a lot of what happens when we have 100% of the human growth hormone coming in our body. Our body is actually able to renew itself and remember the youthfulness. When we have reduced human growth hormone coming into our body, it really is keeping us functional, but it's not in that miraculous state. We're not in that regeneration, which is that incredible state. I worked with a lady this past year 2 years I worked with her, and She was phenomenal in that I have never seen, and I looked at her father also had the same situation. It was something genetic where the pituitary gland is set at 100%, and she's in her early 40s, and her body is operating like she's in her 20s because that pituitary gland is on full tilt 100%. And she was saying, oh, yeah, I get that from my dad. He has the same thing. He's a long-distance runner. He's in his 70s, and he appears as if he's in his 40s. So we really do see that when that happens, when, you know, it just by itself, occasionally we see that happens, that somebody has a pituitary gland that stays at high function, they actually appear much younger and physically stronger and more dynamic than the what we've gotten used to as the normal aging process. So it's pretty fantastic to be thinking about really activating and reigniting the activity of the pituitary gland and getting it to function at a high level. The other interesting thing is I was just down in Mexico and I sat with a family and there was a sweet little guy and it turns out he looked like a one-year-old, but he was actually three. And I did a quick scan, and they then explained it to me, and it confirmed what I saw, which was his pituitary gland was at a very, very low function. So his growth rate was really what the doctors had told them was at about the one percentile. So he was growing in a super, super tiny, slow way. And with activations of the pituitary gland, he could have, and can, and I had recommended some things for them, can kind of catch up with his peers. So we just really see that that's where that regeneration comes from, and that's where generation comes from. So a little guy who doesn't have a pituitary gland functioning will also have that end result of not really growing properly. So human growth hormone, which comes out of the pituitary gland, is our fountain of youth. The sweet nectar coming from the pituitary gland is associated with the third eye, which is the sixth chakra and center of the head. Okay, so let's review what we've covered so far. The three tune-ups we'll be making are bringing that pineal gland or the gland, the sleeping beauty gland, into full function. Working with the hypothalamus, movie director, producer of the body, and then activating our fountain of youth, the pituitary gland. And then we'll just have a moment here to talk about the cortex, the brain, the dips and valleys of the brain, which are on the outer part of the brain. And that's the neocortex or cortex. So that outer, which the human brain is so famous for, it's that all those peaks and valleys and ridges and rolly spaces, if you can imagine that outer part of the brain that's just under the skull, that's actually where the communication takes place. So if you have a brain injury, which I've actually had two car accidents where I had brain injuries. So when the neocortex is injured, your brain communication will be very disturbed. And I remember the one where I was, the accident where I was hit by the car walking. I had about 18 months where I really couldn't remember more than 5 minutes of memory. And then I would go back to repeating what I had said 5 minutes before, which would fluster my friends who didn't understand about brain injuries. But the cortex had been quite damaged. It was bruised on the back of the skull, and it was also hit on the front, behind the frontal lobe, on the right frontal lobe. And so I was dealing with quite a bit of interruption in clear communication through the brain. And as the brain healed, then the clear communication was restored, and I was able to get that really back to my vibrant self. I think the fun thing for me, which that was not a fun time, but the fun thing for me was having the evaluation and having them look at my brain and the function of my brain and seeing that, oh, I had all this intelligence already. so that I might struggle for 5 years, because those serious brain injuries do take quite a while. But they had said that the brain would actually create new channels if the spots that were giving me the information were permanently damaged, that my brain would make up for it in some other area. And what I know to be true is that our brain, we use so little of those brain cells, that if we keep asking the brain to function, even if some part of the brain goes quiet, the brain can come back and it can create new channels and places for that information, direction, function. It can come back even in unique ways. So we might use a different part of the brain, some empty, you know, storage space. What's thought today is that a normal human uses 4 to 6% of their brain. So we have a huge capacity in there. Maybe a genius uses like 8 or 9% of their brain. So think about that when you think about regenerating the brain and you've had a brain injury. There's a lot more brain matter to use than what is just apparent, you know. So don't think that you've lost it if something isn't working quite right at the moment. And I really want to talk to you for a moment about your nutrition and hydration. And it's so, so important for brain function that you really keep yourself hydrated. I have a product available to you. It's called Rehydration. It's from Energetics. And it's for people who drink water, but it just goes through. Their body doesn't absorb it. And surprisingly, a lot of people have this condition where they're not absorbing the water they're drinking. Surprisingly, a lot more, however, are people that just aren't actually drinking enough water. And if you're not drinking enough water, your brain is going to actually dry out a bit. And so those communication, neurotransmitting kind of areas get dehydrated and they don't make their connections. The synapses just doesn't fire all the way. It might fire, but then it doesn't get through because that part of the brain that would allow it to make the connection is like dehydrated or dry. So you want to really remember, drink water, drink water, drink water. And you might want to give me a call and make sure that you're actually absorbing. So if you're having some interruption in brain function, then check in with me and I can take a look. And also, when we do tune-ups one-on-one, we're going to look at areas of the brain that may have gray, black, white, brown energy on them. And these are ways that if there's like a fog or a muddle in your spiritual energy or your spiritual body, you'll have low function, you'll have reduced function. And sometimes that's a function of age, where the color discolors and doesn't stay bright. So that's another thing that we can check on if you're really struggling with brain function. Okay, well, there's a lot of information to think about. I encourage you to listen to this more than once. We're going to just take a break here, and we'll be right back with the healing meditation. So may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this lesson is complete. And we just declare that you have received this information and understand it in perfect clarity. And in joy and celebration, we move forward. So be it.